Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In today's episode, I'll be joined by chemistry expert Bob Lowry. We're going to talk about his book. It's a 20-page or 19-page book, actually, on pool chemistry. It's called Pool Chemistry for the Service Pro. We're going to go over some of the content and details of this book and why he actually created this small little kind of pamphlet book or guide for the pool industry. And if you're interested in Bob Lowry's Certified Residential Program, you can learn more about being residential certified at pcti.online. Again, that's pcti.online. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's Wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's Wholesale account is Leslie's Referral Program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Yeah, let's talk about your book, too. It's one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Your 19-page Pool Chemistry for Service Pros. I have it right here. You know, you made this book to be like a guide for the pool guys out on their route. It's not waterproof, of course, but it's probably something you need to laminate eventually. That would probably be the next step in your publishing. But I think it's so easy to follow. It's colorful. There's diagrams and charts in there. Talk about why you made this book specifically, and it's only 19 pages, and why you made this kind of pamphlet book for the pool guys.
Well, you know, what I started with about 8 years ago was an idea that could I make, you know, given the fact that I'm a chemist, I've been in the industry for 40-some years, given all of my knowledge, could I make a system without regard to who makes it, to what chemical it was or whatever, could I make a science-based method of taking care of pools for service pros that would be easy to do and provide them with everything they need to take care of a pool? And they would have better pools, happier customers, and understand chemistry better. So the goal then was to make a stable pool, a balanced pool, and to make it safe. We started out with what's wrong. And the biggest problem with what's wrong is the guidelines that we all use. The PHTA guidelines are okay as a guideline, but because they ranges are so broad, you can actually have a pool that is within the guideline and still have problems. And so the industry has created a guideline that you can still have problems either way. If you actually take all of the minimum levels for the guidelines for water conditions and put them into a saturation index calculator, you come up with a negative 0.8 saturation index. And if you take all the high ranges that they allow, the maximum levels, you can come up with a 1.1 positive level, which is severely scaling. So the first thing I did was I traded all of the ranges in for targets. Instead of a range, there is one number that's a target for every water condition. We start out with targets, and those targets are pH 7.5, total alkalinity 90, total dissolved solids not more than 1500 over your starting, calcium hardness 350, and cyanuric acid of 50. Mm-hmm. And so we have those as targets. Then we teach people that there are three buffers in the pool. And those buffers are total alkalinity, cyanuric acid, and those two things act as a buffer to keep the pH from going low. Then we add borate to the pool, which you may have heard about. You add borate to the pool, and the borate acts as a buffer to keep the pH from going up so high or so fast. So We've then made the pH and alkalinity stable because we've got the right buffers in the pool. Then we teach a method of raising the pH of the pool water using aeration. And so we can adjust pH and alkalinity of the pool by using acid to lower pH and alkalinity, and then using aeration to raise the pH. And then the borate that's in the pool that we add, the second thing that borate does is it prevents algae. So it doesn't kill algae. It's not an algaecide. It prevents algae. So you put borate in the pool and you prevent algae. And so by that token, you will use less chlorine. And then speaking of chlorine, we recommend that you use liquid chlorine. We recommend liquid chlorine because it's chlorine right now. It doesn't have any cyanuric acid in it. And the biggest thing that even I didn't understand until about 8 years ago is that when you use liquid chlorine in the pool, it doesn't raise the pH of the pool.
Just real quick for the people that are listening, the book's available on Amazon. It's $14.99 right now. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's actually free, I think, with Kindle Unlimited.
Yes. And yes. Great. So liquid chlorine, we thought for many years, raised the pH of the pool. And we actually, I actually even told people, you know, if you use liquid chlorine, you're going to have to add acid with it to get the pH of the pool back down. And 10 years ago, I was telling people that. But then we didn't realize what was happening with the chlorine. So when you add chlorine to the pool very quickly, when you add chlorine to the pool, it makes HOCl, hypochlorous acid. And the hypochlorous acid is HOCl today, but tomorrow, when HOCl gets used up by sunlight or bacteria, it degrades back to HCl, when HCl is hydrochloric acid or muriatic acid. The amount of muriatic acid is almost exactly equal to the amount of sodium hydroxide that was added when you put the liquid in. So they cancel each other out, and the net pH effect is zero. So now we've made the pH in the pool stable. We've made the alkalinity in the pool stable. We're using liquid chlorine, and it's not raising the pH either. We're not increasing cyanuric acid because we're not using trichlor tablets. We've now made everything stable in the pool. Then we tell people the recommended level of chlorine in the pool is 5% of the cyanuric acid level. And that's if you have borate in the pool. If you don't have borate in the pool, then we recommend a level of 7.5% of cyanuric acid. And so, and it's mostly because the borate is preventing the algae and the chlorine doesn't have to. So we need less chlorine. So that's pretty much the system. But using the system, you will not need a weekly shock. You will not need enzymes. You will not need phosphate removers. You will not need an oxidizer. You won't need an algaecide. So you won't need those expensive specialty chemicals. And the pool is stable. We've adjusted the pH and alkalinity with aeration, acid, and bicarb. We keep the pH stable with the proper buffers. We prevent algae with borate. We use liquid chlorine, which doesn't raise the cyanuric acid and keeps the pH stable. We keep a chlorine level of 5%, and we don't need any of the algaecides, oxidizers, phosphate removers, enzymes, or weekly shock. And frankly, some of the chlorine manufacturers and even some of the retailers and distributors don't like this method. That frankly, all you're going to use to take care of your pool is liquid chlorine, acid, bicarb, borate, and air. And that's it. And you don't need all those other things.
Sounds like a commercial for the trouble-free pool form.
This method is similar to what trouble-free is. But the point is that both of us, all of us, have found a method of taking care of a pool that doesn't involve you using all of those other chemicals.
Yeah, and I think the book, being 19 pages, covers all this in detail. And I was flipping through while you're talking. while you were talking, everything you were talking about is page after page of this book. And I like the fact that it's easy to reference. Like page 3 has the target ranges for you. The next page over has how to lower and raise pH and alkalinity. So for someone who's just starting out or for a homeowner that has no idea how to take care of their pool, I think a 19-page book is very readable.
Well, if you do have a homeowner, one of the things I did was I took that same book and I rewrote it for homeowners.
Okay.
And the homeowner book is called Easy Pool Chemistry. And it uses the same ideas and method, but it assumes that the homeowner doesn't know anything about pools.
Okay.
So it's completely rewritten almost in a different language. It doesn't even sound like I wrote it because my method is pretty much in your face technical. And this other method's a little bit, you know, nicer and flows together and, you know, so on. So whichever, either the homeowner version. I've had some service techs say, I've got a new service tech. What I did was I gave him the Easy Pool Chemistry book first. And after he understood that, I gave him the Service Pro book.
Yeah, I think even for a veteran pool Service Pro, the book has a lot of things in it that we don't really think about and reference a lot. And so I think it's good, always good to have a reference like this, because even for myself, sometimes I won't remember things. And it's good to have a guide and a reference to refer to. And I think it's a great book that every Service Pro should purchase. It's only $15. It's a, what is it, like a star, 2 Starbucks visits?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's a couple of coffees. And you know, you talk about guys, I've had, this method has been available now for about 4 years. And we have surpassed the 13,000 mark on how many books we have sold distributed. For a while, we gave them away. The IPSA gave them away, and the Western Pool and Spa Show bought them and gave them away, and so on. So I haven't sold that many. That would be nice if I did. But, we have distributed 13,000 of these books to service techs, and nobody's calling me up saying this doesn't work. And in fact, a lot of guys are calling me up saying, hey, I saved a lot of money, and you're responsible. Thank you.
Again, this is a great little book that you can purchase on Amazon for about $15. I highly recommend it. I really like the illustrations and how easy it is to read and follow this book. So if you're new to the industry or if you're looking for a better way to take care of your customers' pools, I definitely recommend this book. And if you're interested in the other podcast that I recorded with Bob Lowry, you can definitely find them on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, you're going to see a podcast icon. Click on that. It'll take you to the previous shows I recorded with Bob. You can also learn more about my coaching program by clicking on that link on the banner, or you can go to poolguycoaching.com to learn more about the coaching program that I offer. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick. If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.